This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The new White House says that local officials, including law enforcement officers, could be subject to prosecution if they impede immigration enforcement. CPR's Allison Sherry reports people in Colorado are trying to determine what that means.
In the first Trump term, state lawmakers passed a handful of measures to draw bright lines between local police and sheriffs and ICE officials. That includes banning ICE arrests in state courthouses and prohibiting local police from making civil immigration arrests. Attorney General Phil Weiser says how those laws will interact with some of these new directives is being looked at now.
The federal government can't force you to do something that's outside your mission. And we already have challenges where there are not enough law enforcement officers in many jurisdictions.
Like other battles between local and federal government rules, some of these tensions will be ultimately resolved in court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado will receive about $81 million in new opioid settlement money. That comes as part of an agreement between states and the Sackler family and Purdue Pharma. Much of the money will go to opioid addiction treatment, prevention, and recovery programs. The state is also required to set aside some of the money to create a legal defense fund for the Sacklers in case of future opioid lawsuits. That's according to the New York Times. The settlement ends the Sacklers' control of Purdue and their ability to sell opioids in the U.S. The company made and aggressively marketed opioids for decades, leading to addiction and overdose deaths in Colorado and nationwide. 14 other states were part of the agreement. Vail's Michaela Schifrin has recovered from a serious crash in November, and she plans to return to World Cup racing next week in France. Schifrin has been out since falling during a giant slalom race in Vermont. Schifrin says she is focused on progress now and not resuming the chase for her 100th win. Her plan includes racing the slalom and giant slalom at the World Championships next month. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is CPR News.